The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. After the Eagles beat the Ravens 24-19 in Baltimore, eighth win in a row, they are 10-2. Merrill, your instant reaction.
Amazing. This was a terrific win for the Eagles against a very good team. They took the best that Baltimore could offer, and then they shut them down. At the end of the first quarter, the Eagles looked absolutely lost. But then they bounced back. They kept running the ball with Saquon Barkley, who finished with another 100-yard-plus game. Jalen Hurts never panicked. He was very much under control. Threw some great passes, including a terrific touchdown to Dallas Goedert from 17 yards out. And the Eagles went on, and they made big play after big play. They also got a boost because Justin Tucker, who owns the record for the longest field goal ever, had another tough time. He's now missed 8 field goals and 2 extra points this season. And in this game, he missed 2 very makeable field goals and 1 extra point. Actually, the crowd booed him. But it was a big win for the Eagles, who did what they had to do. It was 24-19, but that last Baltimore touchdown was late in the game. A Lamar Jackson pass to Isaiah Likely. But by then, the game was over.
What does a win like this say about this team?
It says that they're very, very good. They have Carolina next week. They can't take them lightly because the Panthers have been playing decent football. You can't take anybody lightly, and there are still 5 more weeks to go in this season. But this is a terrific win for this team. They are beating the good teams, and they are beating them in very, very strong fashion.
The Eagles defense holding the number one offense in football to 19 points. You could think differently about that last touchdown. How impressive were they in this win?
Well, you can't be more impressed with the way that defense is playing. Jalen Carter had an absolutely dominating performance, and everybody did their part. But they are doing what they can. They're not selfish. They've got a great coordinator in Vic Fangio, who was dialing up the right plays at the right time. This team is, I can't say enough about the way this team is winning week after week. That is 8 in a row since that 2-2 start and that awful game in Tampa right before the bye, but they haven't lost since.
And you mentioned Justin Tucker, who's probably going to the Hall of Fame, but how much did his misses in this game really impact the mood and the feel of it?
Well, it had to hurt the Ravens. It had to hurt them because they were in position several times to take the lead, to tie the game, and he just kept firing blanks. And again, when you dodge a bullet, you just come back stronger, and that's what the Eagles did.
Well, Merrill, 10-2, great call with Mike Quick in the booth. Carolina Panthers are coming up next, and as you mentioned, they're not as bad as their record probably indicates. We will talk about it throughout the week. Always appreciate the time. The great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.